Views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. So Hillary Clinton, she's back in the news, kind of like a bad sickness. So anyhow, she says that former U.S. President Donald Trump plans to use the military to round up and terrorize Americans, according to failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. To CNN, over the weekend, a Hamas news network affiliate here in America and internationally, the Republican forerunner would become a dictator on day one, Clinton insisted, listing several affronts to democracy the Republican forerunner supposedly had in store for Americans. He wants to round up just the criminals, the criminal element in the... Well, okay, I better read the article. He wants to round up people because they're... because of the way they look. They may or not be undocumented. It doesn't matter to him. He wants to call out the army to do that, she claimed. He wants to use the Insurrection Act to militarize American law enforcement. The former president was also plotting with a team of right-wing thinkers to rid the government of any kind of independent expertise, she claims, referring to the conservative Project 2025 blueprint purportedly aimed at giving Trump a head start on draining the proverbial swamp. This woman is in a state of fear. She's in depression, state of depression, delusion, but when the Antichrist comes, she will take the mark of the beast. Going on with her comment, when he said memorably during COVID, maybe you should inject yourself with bleach, instead of looking shocked, his cabinet will say, yes, sir, Mr. President, she speculated. She goes on, he wants to bend the government of the United States to his will, just like the Russian President Vladimir Putin did to Russia. Now, let's back up to 2016. This woman is really a hypocrite. She's a globalist. Now, in 2016, the first thing she would have done on the day that she was inaugurated, America would have gone head first into the New World Order. She is an Illuminati. Her husband's Illuminati. They're members of secret societies. They are affiliated with Pilgrim Society out of New York. Her great, well, it would be her great-great-grandfather was one of the founding members of Pilgrim Society in London, 1902. John D. Rockefeller. She's a Rockefeller. Bill is a Rockefeller. They are cousins. They married. That's what these elites do. They keep the bloodline, the occult bloodline in the family. You can go to probably Google and you can search. You won't find much. Go to a different search engine and you'll find everything that I'm presenting to you is true. It is believed that she is the daughter of Nelson Rockefeller. No one really knows who her mother is. And Bill Clinton, Winthrop, is his grandfather. No, I'm sorry. Winthrop Rockefeller, I believe, is his mother's father, if I remember correct. If I'm correct. So she insists that the former president would pull the United States out of NATO as soon as the opportunity arose. Clinton used her spot on Saturday, on a Saturday panel at the Munich Security Conference, to issue a similar warning, urging those present to take Trump literally and seriously. Well, Hillary can rest. In my view, Donald Trump will not become the president. I know this is very distressing to the Trump supporters, to the conservative Christian Trump base. But I have been presenting to the audience that Donald Trump's political career is soon to end. So Hillary can rest. Her New World Order will be in power in the next election forever. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Returning Saturday, March 2nd to KHNC 1360 AM and every Saturday, March through October, It's the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show, Saturday mornings, 11 to noon. It's the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show, topic focused, guests from across the country and answering your garden questions. Submit your questions now to gardentalkradio@gmail.com or call 24/7 to 1-800-927-SHOW. That's every Saturday morning, 11 to noon, March through October.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Crispy, faded, lit, baked, toasty, stoned, blazed, zooted. When you're high, there are a lot of ways to say it. But there's only one thing you need to remember. Driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal everywhere. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying to chalk.
Most of the
Christ said that in the decade, especially before his return, everything that has been hidden will be brought into the light. Everything will be brought out into the open, made known, revealed, nothing hidden. The country, America, has been the possession of a dynasty since about 1910, plus or minus. This dynasty is extremely powerful, the most powerful dynasty ever in America's history. American people have had a veil over their eyes. The politicians, starting in 1910, plus or take, have realized who the ruling power, the dynasty in the land of the plumed serpent is. The government, the military, the country has been the possession of a dynasty. And with the way in which we can research until they destroy documents, the American people should be able to see that this country has been the property of the John D. Rockefeller family to the present. Roosevelt, Teddy Roosevelt, Coolidge, all of them, Wilson, Roosevelt, Truman, Eisenhower, Tricky Dick Nixon, Kennedy, all the presidents, starting from about 1910, plus or minus, these presidents know who the ruling dynasty of the United States of America has been. It was not Henry Ford. It wasn't J.P. Morgan. It wasn't the DuPont family. It wasn't Carnegie. It was none of these individuals, as powerful as they may be. Peabody's, Ashtore's. No. It was the lineage of John D. Rockefeller. It is the case today. By 1910, plus or minus a few years, this country was their country, owned by them. The Indian land, with all of the Indian tribes, the oil rights, mineral rights, water rights, the national parks, the government, every branch of government, the presidents of this country, they know if you could bring them back from the grave, put them in a room, and just interrogate them and ask them if Woodrow Wilson, were questioned on the stand, who, in your view, was the ruling dynasty in the United States of America during your term? Your terms. I know what his answer would be. What about Truman? I know what Truman would say. These men, as powerful as they were as president, they knew who the real power was. Donald Trump, if he could disclose without being locked up at Guantanamo Bay or Guantanamo, he would say, and he knows, this man knows who the most powerful dynasty in the United States of America is. He debated with, I believe, in my view, the most powerful witch ever to be born in the United States of America. And at this point, there'll come a time when she will gladly admit it. She's very, very powerful in the occult. Bill is powerful in the occult, but not like Hillary. Pelosi, these women that you think are powerful, they do have power, and most of them are in the occult. They are in secret societies. Their husbands are in secret societies. They have made pledges to these societies to accomplish a coming plan. And the plan that is coming is that every person in the United States of America must become a member of a secret society or the occult societies. This may seem bizarre, strange, odd, crazy, foolish. You can think what you want. America's in the Bible. The great Babylon the Great that exists before Christ returns, that Christ will destroy. And it will be the land of the coming Antichrist and his partner in crime. The American people need to be warned. The pastors of the land are not warning the Christians of the land, let alone the citizens, the good people of the land. A great nation, like no nation ever in the history of the world. And the Christian people cannot see the great Babylon of the end of the world, the end time. It will be an occult nation. Antichrist will not allow any churches to exist. There'll be no Catholic Church, Lutheran Church, Greek churches, Christian churches, Pentecostal churches, Charismatic, Baptists. This country is moving in that direction. We're almost there. You cannot ignore what has happened to this country since Donald Trump was removed from the White House. He won the election, but he was not allowed back in the White House. And this country has come under a severe judgment by God. We are under the heavy hand of an almighty God. And it's going to get worse. God must and will punish evil. But he will allow what he says in his word in the Bible to take place. America will be the greatest occult nation ever in the history of the world. And you don't think that could happen. Well, let's go to Nazi Germany. The spirit of Nazi Germany came to the United States of America through Operation Paperclip, and that whole occult spirit jumped the ocean into the United States of America. This government has protected the not just the individuals that were involved in the most wicked, evil crimes in modern history, but it protected them, brought them to the shores of this country, has protected them, kept them, not only those individuals, but their children, their grandchildren, and now their great-great-grandchildren. And this spirit was an occult spirit, a very sophisticated witchcraft. It would be, if you've ever seen the movie, Eyes Wide Shut. This is the kind of witchcraft. Very sophisticated. It is white. It is alive in the United States of America. It has been alive. It has been hidden. The majority of people, the politicians in Washington, D.C., are Aryan, are Nazis, in one way or another, one form or another. The military, the CIA, all branches of government, full of that spirit, people that believe. This is why, well, this country has gone over to the dark side, and there's no coming back. Adolf Hitler was able to, and he did, through sophisticated psychological programs, which were basic psychological programs back in his day. The psychological programs presently are so sophisticated that just like the people in the time of the Incas or the Mayans when they were being sacrificed, they were so loaded up with drugs, they walked willingly, in a sense you could say, to be beheaded. This country, the psychological programs on the people of this country, we're watching it happen right now in Washington, D.C., and this is part of it with what Hillary Clinton was saying about Donald Trump. This man is going to use the military to, how did she phrase it? Let's see, what? Oh, here it is. So she says that Donald Trump plans to use the military to round up and terrorize Americans. What was she going to do when she became president? Should she have become president, she would have brought in the New World Order. We would be in a hellhole right now. We would be living with no rights, and we would enjoy it. We would have nothing, and we would love our servitude. This country has moved too far into the dark side. It can never come back. The nations of the world, they have watched America move deeply into the occult, and they know that we are an occult society and we don't even know it. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
You've probably been hearing me talk about YRefi for a while now. YRefi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-YREFI24. That's 888-YREFI24. Tell them Joe sent you.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Congresswoman Lauren Boebert joins us live on Swamp Fight Wednesday at 5 p.m. right here on AM 1360. That's Wednesday at 5 p.m. Don't miss it.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying to chalk.
American people have been living in a gangster's paradise since about 1910. Before that, all these presidents that I was mentioning, Nixon, Reagan, the Clintons would absolutely agree. Bill Clinton would concur that the Rockefeller dynasty took over ownership of this nation in the early 1910, 1905, 1915. By 1915, the presidents were owned. Washington, D.C. belonged to the foundation, the family. And the nations of the world, this family didn't stop with the United States of America. It has almost accomplished what no person had ever done before. Ownership of the world. By the mid-70s, 76, 77, with the plan that they put in place, the Trilateral Commission. They ruled the economies of Asia, Europe, and the United States, Canada, Mexico. The Rothschilds out of Europe lost their throne to the Rockefellers by 80. Before that, but safely by 1980. One of the reasons why the Rockefellers were able to replace the Rothschild dynasty is through great wealth, great power, ownership of oil fields, and technology. The Rockefeller Foundation, the Rockefeller family, this dynasty, though many of these men initially that started this, put this in place, are now in the grave. They are really alive through AI, through their plans that they, and all of the different foundations, this Rockefeller Foundation, all of these different, the many NGOs that they own. They've almost accomplished the world takeover. This is what the New World Order was all about. The New World Order was an order to own the world by a family. It almost took place. Vladimir Putin, Xi Jinping are the individuals that need, that these two individuals need to be thanked because they put the cavern, the chasm, the gulf between America's world hegemony and now a new international world order. Xi Jinping, Vladimir Putin at the Beijing Olympics in 2022, in that partnership, they put a halt to the plans of the greatest dynasty ever in American history, the Rockefeller dynasty. Rockefellers ended the dynasty of the Rothschilds. But Xi Jinping, Vladimir Putin, they put the halt to the plan of the Rockefellers. And Bill and Hillary both, when Donald Trump beat Hillary, when he won the election, it was the beginning of the demise of the rulership, the ownership of this dynasty. Christ said that everything before his return would be made clear. The world would have a way to view things from God's perspective. Now, the dynasty, their last hope, the last chance is to bring in this individual that the world knows as Antichrist. The Jewish people recognize him as the abomination of desolation. Jewish people don't, in Israel, they don't, anything having to do with Christ, they don't pay attention to it. But now if you mention the abomination of desolation that their prophet Daniel talked about, and he warned them that when this individual stands in the holy place in Israel, in Jerusalem, and declares himself to be God, then the nation of Israel will realize they have just committed suicide. And the people of the West would know this individual as Antichrist. Well, this is their last hope. This is the last hope of the occult dynasties, not just the Rockefellers. The Kennedys still have a curse on them. The Kennedy curse continues to this day. The Bushes, their dynasty is over. Ended. Done politically. All of these people in their political careers are coming to an end, including Donald Trump. And I'm going to tell you again, I just ask you to wait, watch. I'm not asking you to believe what I'm saying. I know I'm convincing, but even don't let me convince you. Just wait. There's an individual that has been president of this country before that's coming back. And I don't know if he'll be seated in power in the next election, but his time is very close, and he's the only individual that the Democrat Party or the hard left, in the hard left, there are these people in occult secret societies. And many of the Democrats who support the hard left Democrat Party may not be in that world of witchcraft. They're going to be very shocked when Barry Satoru, a.k.a. Barack Obama, returns to be the final president of this country. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
Mountain High Floors has been Northern Colorado and Southern Wyoming's floor experts for over 30 years. Whether you need new hardwood, sand and finish, laminates, or tile and stone, Mountain High Floors will give you the unsurpassed quality and service you deserve. We do residential, commercial, and custom work. Call 970-545-2844, mention KHNC, and get a 10% discount up to $200. Again, that's 970-545-2844.
Oh, hey folks, the Rev here. Urban survival is more than just a well-stocked pantry. It's preparations for contingencies that separate winners from losers. Be sure to attend the Longmont Survival Expo March 2nd and 3rd at the Boulder County Fairgrounds. It's Northern Colorado's premier event featuring thousands of survival products and subject matter experts. The event will be held in the exhibit building at 9595 Nelson Road, Longmont, Colorado. Phone number 970-581-5231.
I need a sign to let me know you're here. All of these lines are being crossed over the atmosphere. I need to know that things are gonna look up. Cause I feel us drowning in a sea spilled from a cup.
And that's what's going to happen is people have no place to hide. The hope, the only hope, the only way out is Jesus Christ. And I can tell you, these people in the occult, they do not want anyone exposing them, and giving mankind any hope. The only hope is the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. At that time, he will take the wicked and he will shake them out of the world. And these people that have caused so much misery in the last 100 years, especially the last 50 years, these people will be closed. They will be shaken out of the world. Jesus Christ, he said that if he doesn't return, no flesh will be saved. No flesh will be saved. Now, you know, Hillary is in the Bible. And Donald Trump is in the Bible. And I've talked about Donald Trump. He's in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. And he is the seventh king of seven presidents of the United States, the last seven presidents. Well, Hillary's there too. She's not in the book of Revelation. She's in the book of Isaiah chapter 47. Now, I'll read you a few verses. Now, there's a double meaning to the verses I'm going to read, but one of the meanings is Hillary Clinton. And God is saying to Isaiah that in this end time Babylon the Great, there would be the most powerful witch ever in the history of mankind. Verse 1 of Isaiah 47. Donald Trump's in the Bible. Putin is in the Bible. Netanyahu's in the Bible. Hillary's in the Bible. So we might as well talk about her also. Isaiah 47, verse 1. This is about her election. Go down, sit in the dust, virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground without a throne. There would never be a female president in the United States of America. Sit on the ground without a throne, daughter of Chaldea, because you will no longer be called tender and pampered. Take millstones and grind flour. Remove your veil, strip off your robe, expose your thigh, wade through the rivers. Your nakedness will be exposed. Your disgrace will be seen. God says, I will take vengeance. No one is going to interfere with my plan to shame you. Verse 4. Our Redeemer has spoken. The Lord of his heavenly forces is the Holy One of Israel. Verse 5. Sit silent, go into darkness, daughter Chaldea, because they will no longer call you Queen of Kingdoms. It's talking about the United States of America, and it's talking about, in a hidden way, Hillary Clinton. In the Israel had Ahab was king. His wife, Jezebel, was the greatest sorceress of the time. Well, in today's world, history is showing that the most powerful woman ever involved in any witchcraft would be Hillary Clinton. It's because of her lineage. Because of her lineage. An occult lineage. All through the generations, going back to John D. Rockefeller, all of these family members, all of these children have been in the occult. John D. Rockefeller was the individual who began the secret society in the United States called Pilgrim Society. Many famous people, Henry Kissinger, George Bush Jr., George Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, many presidents have been members of this secret society. And it is the society actually whose plan was to bring about a new world order. And I believe it would bring that plan about for a family, for the Rockefeller family. I've been looking into and searching, researching. I am wondering if Barack Obama is related to the Rockefeller family. There is talk, there is some research that says that he is. I'm not convinced, but on the other hand, I'm not dismissing the great possibility that he may have Rockefeller lineage in him. So, the American people, Christ said that he would reveal everything that is hidden so the world would know true history. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. I'll be back.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. The one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
So Christ said that what he would do is he would warn the nations of the world, and there would be signs, evident signs, that his return is near. There would be wars, and the war, the great war that's taking place in Israel. This war in Gaza, in Rafah, is about to be concluded. As soon as the war in Gaza is concluded, then once this war is concluded, then what will happen is the war is going to escalate to Lebanon. It's going to continue. Israel has warned Hamas, if these hostages aren't released by Ramadan, Israel is going to expand the campaign into Rafah. Everyone internationally is screaming presently. Israel, why would Israel, you know, not continue the war? The war began on the holy day of Israel, October 7th. So why would Israel stop at the holy day for the Muslim, for Islam, Ramadan? This war in Gaza is going to be concluded very soon. Then the attention is going to shift to Lebanon, Syria. This is coming. As soon as these four battalions that are hiding using the people in Rafah as human shields, as soon as Israel eliminates these remaining four battalions, then it's going to be Lebanon, then it's going to be Syria, and it's going to be Jordan, and then shortly thereafter, and Saudi Arabia is going to suffer a little bit of hardship too. But then what's going to happen is Russia, right now you're going to see Russia is going to begin to shift all of her attention out of Ukraine because of the great victory that Russia just, this great victory, they just expanded deeper into Ukraine. This is going to mean less Russian occupation. And what it's going to mean is Russia is going to be able to begin to focus on the Middle East. This is the direction Russia's going, or actually going to take. Russia's going to come south. Iran, with the United States hitting these, in Syria, hitting these Iranian-backed terrorists, Iran is being pushed against, up against, its back is up against the wall. Russia and Iran, I know, are secretly discussing an all-out attack on Israel coming into the Middle East in the Jordan, in the nation of Jordan. Russia is going to begin to shift the focus to the Middle East. So, well, we're ready. We're done for today. I'm done for the day. Let's see. I'll see what happens overnight. I had more to discuss, but I wanted you to get a little insight into what's going to happen toward the end of this year. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHSC.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.